This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Information technology students and professionals will be at Western Michigan University, both today and tomorrow, for a conference called Exploring IT Innovation and Cybersecurity in the Digital Era. Among the presenters will be Alan Ray, professor of business information systems in Western's Haworth College of Business. He will be discussing information security education during one of the sessions tomorrow. Alan Ray, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, what sort of concern is there, for businesses, for universities, any institution, about security and keeping information safe?
Well, if you just even just watch the news every day, probably a week doesn't go by where you hear of some data breach or some loss of personal information. I mean, one of the largest ever, of course, happened most recently was Equifax, right? Losing all of this information that we all hold near and dear, we're told to protect, and yet that organization, exposed it and your credit history and whatnot. So it's an ongoing battle. Whether it's just a small organization or a very large organization, there are information security threats hitting people at all times, even your own home systems, right? We're connected all the time now with our cable modems or our DSL modems. It's no longer people have dial-up. So you're always connected. So you're pretty much always out there on the internet.
And, we're told all the time the things that we can do as consumers to try and protect our personal information.
Sure.
But in reality, in 2017, with all of the things which are done over the internet, is it realistic to say that you're not going to have somewhere in cyberspace personal information that a hacker could find valuable?
Yeah, I think that it's naive to think that your information is not out there in some form. I tend to be very careful with my information, protect it as much as possible, because I know what can be done. And when we still have instances where companies, whether they actually have your credit history like we've seen most recently and they lose it, or even just information aggregation, right? Small bits of information that you willingly give or you willingly put out there on social media, as we collect those bits and pieces, people get a better feeling of who you are and what you do and what you, what you're interested in. So we do it for marketing purposes as well, too. So, yeah, your information is out there. How much of it depends. But I think, everybody needs to take steps to protect as much as possible. But probably more importantly, monitor your own information out there to see if anything's being done with it.
Are certain types of businesses or institutions, we mentioned Equifax, but is that the sort of business which is going to be a richer target, I guess, for someone who is trying to mine this information?
Well, sure. We always talk about target-rich environments, right? One of the things is, there does require effort to attack certain organizations. So we tend to hear more about the big ones, right, that have, maybe large health organizations, or we've had Sony hacks or Yahoo's email or, Verizon files. I mean, so we hear about those, but that doesn't mean other ones are not being attacked, because to be honest, many of these tools that not the high level attackers use, but mid to low level attackers are free and they're automated. So a lot of these attacks can occur even without the individual having the technical knowledge, maybe a minimal technology, but so they can do that. All these ransomware that we're seeing happening over and over again, where systems are locked up. There was a couple of organizations selling this service on the cloud. You didn't even have to have your own computers. They would sell you cloud time and launch an attack for you. And they would just take a cut of whatever you get. So, it's become, in some aspects, a commodity that people are willing to pay for to attack other systems.
And has it become, in some ways, sort of an arms race where you've got one side which is trying to figure out new ways to get at this information, and the other side, presumably being businesses and other institutions that don't want it hacked, that they are trying to outwit each other? You've got one side trying to get the information, the other side trying to build new security systems to keep it secret.
It is an arms race. It is somewhat like cyber warfare, although it doesn't fit the classical definition of that. But one thing I always tell my students is, if you are in information security and you're trying to protect assets, you have to look for every possible attack vector, any way someone can attack you, and you have to try to account for that. An attacker only has to find one hole in your defenses. So in many ways, it's easier easier for attackers still these days because as a defender, you must account for every single way that someone can get into your system. And it's not always technology. Social engineering, which basically plays on the humans aspect of trust or want to help one another, you know, also works against organization. So that's where we talk, making sure that we also have security education, training awareness, or SATA, we call it, in the field, so that users, you know not to click on that email attachment, even though they may still, right, and there's a piece of malware that, or an infected spreadsheet, you know, that does something. But so it is an arms battle. It is a race. It's one that, you know, we're constantly fighting in information security. So it's a growing field. Because there's more and more ways for attackers to get into information. And as, of course, we have more information that's electronic, right? Gone are the days of massive file cabinets full of paper everywhere. We're making everything electronic and everything accessible, which makes it easier for us, but also makes it somewhat easier for attackers.
Is this something that businesses are finding that they have to spend a lot of money on? Is it expensive if you truly want to keep this information secure?
I think businesses are spending money on it finally. For many years, they were not, and hoping for, and this is a generalization, but hoping for that security and obscurity, right? We're small enough, they're not going to find us, is what we call it, which is a bad technique. I think businesses are now becoming more formal how they go about it. They're starting to make sure that they have information security personnel on staff. They're starting to look at trying to make sure they have a director of security or information security or a chief information security officer. So they're starting to implement this because it's more than just the technology. And that's what we really stress, is that it's not, okay, we're going to buy X, Y, and Z piece of tech and we're good. It's more than the technology. It's also all the policies and procedures and how you deal with things and what your people are aware of. So it's a huge package to deal with, and businesses are struggling to make sure they cover all aspects. And that's why, you know, we're finding a lot of the stuff we're doing here at Western to try to help prepare professionals better to deal with this is quite useful.
And speaking of that, Western has launched an information security graduate certificate program. How does this work?
Well, what we've done is we need this well-rounded individual, right? It's not just somebody that can configure technology like a firewall or anti-malware. It's also somebody that can understand the processes and the policies that need to be in place. So the CIS program in the College of Business are working with the computer science program over in engineering. And so we've created this certificate that has students taking both technical and managerial classes. So that they have a better idea of what goes on what was traditionally, you know, two sides of the fence.
Is this something that grew out of, say, a demand in the business community of people saying, hey, we need people who are both technically savvy, but also have a little business experience and a little business knowledge so that they kind of see this as a holistic problem and not just simply if we come up with the best software, then right, we don't have to worry anymore.
Yeah, I believe so. The businesses are realizing that it's not an all or one. It's not all technical. It's not all just rules. And what was really interesting was a few years ago, Extended University Programs, which is another college at the university, approached us and said, hey, we're interested in pursuing something about InfoSec. And we said, okay, we'll put something together. And we did. And then they did market research. And I remember a couple years ago, they always have that initial meeting where they've done their market research and they tell you whether or not it's going to be a viable program. And we came into the meeting, and I had all kinds of stuff ready to argue, you know, why this would be a great program. They sat down and said, there's such a huge market demand that you don't need to justify anything. Let's just do it, right? So, because they'd done all this research. And I said, well, how often does that happen? And they're like, this is pretty much the first time. You know, so, I mean, there's really this huge demand out there. And the certificate started in the fall. So I just finished up one of the classes. It's completely online, so students do not have to even be in Kalamazoo. And we do have some that are not, although our first offering here, we do have a lot of more local students and local folks who have decided to take it. But and it's also morphing into what will eventually, hopefully next year, be an MS, Master of Science in Information Security. Once again, all online offered, and you know, making sure that students have both technical and managerial training.
Why did you decide to go all online?
Well, we found that it was, you know, there's a huge demand for it. There are not a great deal of graduate degrees or graduate certificates that are online. And probably another key component is most of our students are actually working professionals. So they already have a, you know, an 8-to-5 or an 8-to-6 job. Many of them are already in information technology. Some have some security responsibilities. Some want to move into that area. And so it's not like they can come to campus a couple times a week and come to class. So we decided instead to do it online so that they take, you know, they work on the materials when they can. There are deadlines, you know, but it's up to them to, you know, meet those deadlines, and they do. These are professional students, professionals in taking classes. So it gives them more flexibility in many ways than they would if they had to come to campus. And we have a larger audience, really, because they don't have to be in Kalamazoo to take this degree.
Is security a growing field, a good field for someone to get into if they're a student and they think that they would like to go into something related to information technology? Would you recommend to them that they should take a good look at security for, you know, job prospects and those sort of things?
I would say so. And I do have some stats that I'll talk about when I present this. But from just last year alone up through July of this year, there were over 207,000 unique job postings for information security. And that was up 85%. From just a couple of years ago, so 85% growth in that, and it's anticipated to grow another 20%, and over the next 10 years, so it's just a huge field. Right now, there's about for every person, there's 2.5 to 3 jobs out there. So the ratio is you know, you have your choice basically.
It's obviously not easy to know what's going to happen next. This is a changing dynamic sort
Correct.
Of thing. But as you sit here as someone who looks at this from an academic standpoint and trying to figure out where things are going, what else do you think colleges and universities need to be thinking about now when it comes to security and information technology?
Well, I think the key thing is just staying current. You know, although there are approaches that we've used for years in terms of how to assess situations and they still work, we have more and more technologies coming in every day. I can remember just a few years ago when cloud computing was all the rage and it was new, that information security people were having a tough time dealing with this because all of a sudden the machines you usually protect in a couple of your data centers now could be anywhere, right, in the world. And so that took a while. And so now there are processes and procedures and techniques in place to handle cloud computing. And so now, and then we've had this wave that we're still struggling with Internet of Things, with devices going everywhere and recording and being attacked. You know, we've seen like the Mirai botnets and whatnot take over webcams and literally flood and take down sites with DDoS attacks. And, you know, and so now we have to deal with those. And who knows what will happen next as AI gets much more advanced and starts to do more. We'll hopefully be able to incorporate that some into our defense mechanisms. But you can be sure that attackers are going to incorporate that into their attack mechanisms. So it's always just staying abreast. And that's probably one of the toughest challenges, not only for academia to always stay right at the cutting edge of tech, but even just for business to stay up there, because it just becomes costly. But sometimes it's tough to, people get exhausted trying to stay up with that, but you have to, right? So there's always a constant need for more InfoSec people.
Alan Ray is professor of business information systems in Western Michigan University's Hayworth College of Business. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Links with more information about the cybersecurity conference being held at Western today and tomorrow can be found at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.